Okay, we are. I'm in Gimel and Beis, and we just brought the machlokes between Rabbi Huda and Shmuel and Rabbi Chananya bar Shamia in the name of Rav. And how do you move this mace? Okay, what are the eights? How to move the mace out of the sun into the shade. Mor says, Lemiketanoi. It's the second to last narrow line. Lemiketanoi. Let's say this machlok is between Shmuel and Rav, which the Mor explains that they're arguing on the concept of tiltum and atzad, which means indirect tiltum. Indirect tiltum could be either the person is moving it. The first example of indirect tiltum over here is putting the kikar or the tinnik on top of the mace and moving the mita, which has the mace on it, and the tinuk, and the kikar. You're moving the kikar, the tinuk, and the mace is coming along just minatzad, secondarily. Or the case of rolling the mace from bed mita to mita also be the tilt of minatzad. It's not a direct tilt, it's an indirect tilt. Either one of those is minatzad. So let me get to know. Ematzel is a mace in the leika. Tadakama says that you can't be matzel a mace in the leika. If it's a chas v'shalom situation where a fire broke out where there was a mace, you cannot move the mace. Rehuda ben Lakish, this is the Tana, not Rishon ben Lakish. Rehuda ben Lakish says, Shemati, I have a Masarish, a Matzilas, and a Mason, the other Lake, you could. Versus Hechidam, what's the case? He did a kicker at Tinuk, my time at the Tanakama. If there is an option of using kicker at Tinuk, why shouldn't you be able to move it? We said everybody agrees that you can move it with the kicker at Tinuk. Alternatively, either leka, there's no kikar tinnik, so it's muksa. My time at the Rehuda would have been lakish. Why does Rehuda ben Lakish say you're allowed to move it? I mean, it's muksa. There's no hatzolt nefashis. It's painful, but why is it mutter? So Ella, what's the case? La betilta min etzad pligi. And our servant tilta min etzad shmei tilta. So rolling it from one bed to the other is acceptable. It's not acceptable. It's called tiltul. It's mutter. So it's also. It's not called tiltul. It's mutter. So tinuk and kikar and tinuk, the more it holds, the better. That's called you're being metal to the kikar and tinuk, and the mace is coming along. But to move the mace from bed to bed by rolling it off from one to the other, that's machlokes.
I understand. Why don't we have a basis problem?
You theoretically could not. Buses does not, it's not created on Shabbos. If he ended up, the person was nifter on Shabbos, then we no concept of buses. Even with buses, if a person doesn't have an intent that he wants it on this item, just happens to be it's on the item of Reynolds, so it's not called buses.
Yeah, but if you had consciously said, okay, before Shabbos, where do we need to put this mace? Oh, we need to put him on the bed here.
Then you probably would have a buses problem. Versus Lloyd, no. The Kaliyama Tilta Minat Sad is Shmei Tilta. Everybody agrees that Shmei Tilta, and let's say, theoretically, should be Usser. So that's why the Tadakama says it's Usser. So why does Yudhu Malakhu say it's Mutter? By the time of the Behuda ben Lakish, the Mitershad and Boal Amesai, Elisha recently also the Kabuye. If you don't give him some time ahead to how to move this maze, he's going to put out the fire. That's what we're worried about. Even though, halachically, there's no reason why he should be doing that, but emotionally, this person is Boal Amesai, he's emotionally overwhelmed and concerned about the maze, and he's just going to lose his head and put out the fire. That's what we're afraid of. Amar Rabbi Huda ben Shila, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yechon Alachak, Rabbi Huda ben Lakish b'meis. We passed the Rabbi Huda ben Lakish in that situation that we were going to be matter, otherwise the person is going to come. Um, to forget, you know, what's going on and put out the fire. But in the case where it's just in the case of Bechama, we would not be matzah to do this. So Tosfos, it has interesting order. I think we spoke about this once. The Mora says by money, it's the opposite. We say with Chazal limits what you're allowed to do, because you're afraid if a person will start saving his money, he'll get ball on his money and he put out the fire. Therefore, we say forget, don't do anything. It's the opposite. Tosfos says that the Baruch Hashem people are not mitzayir on their money as much as they're mitzayir on their mace. And therefore, by money, we could say that, you know, tell me, if he gets involved, he's so involved thinking about it, he's just going to, by the money, so he'll forget. If he says, I can't. Whereas by the mace, Tosha says, I'm afraid he'll do it by mazen. They just, you know, says, I can't deal with this, and he's just going to go ahead and do it, knowing that he shouldn't be doing it. That's what we're afraid of by mace. See Rashi. It's about six lines up. Asher Megiel, let's say you roll them from one bed to the other till you get to the shape. Minatzad kilach yad. It's done in a little kilach yad. Literally means with the back of the hand. It means in a not normal fashion. To the minatzad means right. An indirect hilt. Either lack of. If there's no if you're saying that there's no kikar tinnik, I mean, Yehuda says you take the, you save the mace, it means you take the mace directly out. Why would Yehuda be mad to that? It's muksa. Now, love min etzad hu dekashari. Must be Yehuda's permitting till the min etzad. The Tanakhama say till the min etzad is not acceptable. The Morse says no. Yehuda ben Lachish agrees in the case where it's in the sun, he may not be matter, but in the case of in the fire, that's already a special head. Or to a chazir or whatever, you know, to whatever. Right, you know, it's not matter who it saw, it's just matter, it's matter, it looks. Theoretically, you could get Pachas Ochlan Dal Anamnes over there, right? Which Chazal answered, Mir Rabbonah, but it's not the right side. Would they be matter for this purpose? I doubt it. What? I'm not sure how what you're picturing structure. What are you picturing? You know, all the houses attached?
The
more it talks about it, we'll get to the more later on what exactly, whether it's mutter to chotzer. Chotzer shed murevis for sure is mutter. Chotzer shed murevis is mchokas tanoim. You can take out to the chotzer. Right, so for sure it was spread.
Exactly. Yeah. I was curious about the materials that they used. Our houses have a lot of them.
They also, I mean, they you know, it's clear that, I don't know, it seems to me the more assumes with, you know, that the lake was, the more doesn't say that the lake was given that it would destroy the house, but it was, it would definitely damage everything, so I don't know. Okay. Zot Gemara. Ein oisin hamenel afi shenem in a muchen. The Mishnah said that the oil which drips out from the, if you put the keli there to catch from before Shabbos, so that's okay. But the oil which drips out is muksa, you can't use it for any purpose, because it's not min a muchen. It's not prepared, it's muksa. Tanar Bonan, Bryson says, Moshe Hashem and Shabbanir Shabbakora. Let's say you sit in an area where the fire went, not that it dripped out, but the flame went out. If you have leftover oil in the nair, in the lamp, or shabakara, or a person lit oil in a bowl, and he put a wick in, he lit it, and now if the fire was extinguished, what he did was remaining oil, aser. Rav Shimon is matter, because Rav Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. So while it's lit, it's lit. But once it's out, he has, originally he had an intent that he's planning to take advantage of that item, and it's therefore he's allowed to use it. Let's see, the Gemara is actually going to talk about the little more after the two dots. So the Mishnah, Metaltan Nir Chodesh, Abu Lo Yosh. Tanakhama says that even in the case where the Nir is not lit, this is the case where it's just the lamp itself. So you're allowed to move the lamp itself. So the lamp itself is a klisha menata l'isser. So it's, you're allowed to move it for various different purposes. However, lo yashan, but not if it's, that's a ner chadash. Not if it's, not if it's yashan, because the nature of their nerves were made out of, they were made out of earthenware, wasn't glazed, and it would absorb the oil and it would become very mias. So there's a muksa machlas mias issue over here. People would find it really repulsive, really, so you sort of put it out of your mind, I'm not planning to deal with that thing. So it's a problem of muksa because of mias. I do want to correct one thing. There is definitely Mr. Marshall and Mr. Burr, which needs explanation, but the case was never lit with, it could be not even klishma not the lister yet. Even you're going to use it for that purpose, but since it hasn't been used yet, so it's saying the Nir Chodesh, that's what I'm saying. I said Nir Chodesh is klishma not the lister. I once wanted, there's Mr. Burr seems to say, it's not the lister, klishma not the lister. Right. Even though definitely it's what you made it for, it's what you're going to use it for. In other words, we don't say Asmana Milsahi, so we don't say Asmana Milsahi, if we had a Sanhedrin. Yes, according to that Mishabur would be Mashma, Pemish never been used, would not be Glisham not the listener. It's difficult to understand. In other words, there aren't that from Akhredim which have difficulty with it. I just want to point that out. He passed. Somebody asked me about moving the pushkas. The yeshiva, yeshiva had the pushkas on the shelf. So he asked me, "Is he allowed to take one home on Shabbos? Because he's not coming back later on. He wants to make sure he gets one. He's allowed to take one home." Well, there's an Erev, I guess. Klishim l'atalisr, Kodesh Shabbos is not a klishim l'atalisr, because you haven't put any money in it yet. Then you have a Shabbos Chodesh, so can you get around, how to deal with the Chodesh? So they said, the only issue you have is how to deal with the Chodesh. But he said, it's really strange, this thing is muksa, Kodesh Shabbos Mash is not muksa.
Is there also a problem of Maharasan?
I guess the figure, for that the guy can put it in a bag and he can just have an air of it. That's definitely a Marasign issue. Rav Shimon Oimer, call Haneris Metaltalin. Rav Shimon doesn't hold a muk, so she's allowed to move any nair, even if it's Yashan, even if it's been lit that Shabbos. You cannot move the nair while it's lit. And the nair chodesh is not mos. And it's right to use it for whatever you need. Because it was never used for a nair. I will yashin the muksa machas miyasu because there's a problem of muksa machas miyas. Tan Rabbanon. Tal nir chodesh, I will yashin the Rabbi Yehuda. So the Tanakam of our Mishnah, now the Brisa says it's Rabbi Yehuda, that nir chodesh is asr, in mutter, and nir yashin is asr. The Mayor Amr, kol nir is metaltlin, chutz min a nir, shadikah ba bishabas. So, Muksa due to Isser he holds up. So once it became Muksa, beginning of Shabbos, because of Isser of moving it, because then it's lit. So then you cannot move it to remainder of Shabbos, even if it's no longer lit. But Muksa, because of Miyus, Remeir doesn't hold up. Shimon says, you're allowed to move an aner, who's an aner hadolik b'Shabbos, while it is actually lit, it's also to move. But once it goes out, according to Shimon, doesn't have a problem with Muksa, but the idea that once it became Muksa, beginning of Shabbos, it remains a Muksa the rest of Shabbos. Shimon does not hold up that. So therefore, you're allowed to move the aner after it goes out. So once it goes out, it extinguishes. You're allowed to move it. Now, the Braisa continues. It says, there's an exception to this rule that when it goes out, you're allowed to move it. And the exceptions are these large containers of oil instead of both stone and air, which is smaller, but if you use a kois, a big cup or a kora, a big bowl, it was made out of glass. It was a large container which was used to hold air in it. So those situations, even if they go out, you cannot move them. The Mishnah is going to come back and say, why is that so? But mostly you can't move them. The Mishnah says, the Braisa says you can't move them. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Yistabek min aner hakova, even if it goes out, you're allowed to use it. Like Rav Shimon, his father, and furthermore, I mean, Hashem l'mahatatif from the oil which is dripping out. Afilu b'shor shaner derlik, you're allowed to use the oil while the ner is lit. The oil which you can't take the oil out of the ner itself, because that he agrees there's a problem of the melacha of taking oil out of the kol mechabel, like we had in Beyim. But if any oil drips out, so according to Rav Shimon, the oil which drips out, even Rav Shimon agrees is muksa. Because right now you're maktadas, because since it's also to move it, you're maktadas for now. Shimon says, even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, even now, you just practically can't get to it. But if you find a way to get to it, there was dripped out, so it's no longer a problem of a keyboard to use it. You don't have to hate. You're allowed to use it. And Rabbi says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Sabalak Rabu Bechada, Upaligalev Bechada. He holds like his father one way, he disagrees with his father in one point also. Some look at Wu Bechada, the less they muksa. He agrees with his father's approach that muksa doesn't exist. Hole Bechada, he lavua sover cover in loy cover. Even the Shimon only agrees once it goes out, it's muksa to use, but while it didn't, before it went out, you cannot use it. You sover, avagav, the loy cover, even before it goes out, you're allowed to use it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, just the language of Rav Shimon Lesley Muksa, I think we spoke about this once. He says, I mean, there are many Muksas that he holds up. But the idea that a person, something which is usable for the person, a person will be Maksadas and take it out of his mind and say, forget about it, I'm not going to set it aside and say, forget it, I'm not going to use it. Anything which has a potential usage for the person will not do that. That's the basic idea of Rav Shimon. So the... there are certain things which a person will say they're not really usable. So those are muksa. So Eitzim Avanim he agrees to. There's not really usable. They're not designated kli. Or muksamach chasarin kis he holds up. Because that the person says this is not really usable for anything else because of its fragility and because of its expanse, etc. Muksamachamas Isser, while the Isser exists. He says that he's Maksa, according to Shimon. So he holds a Muks in that sense that when there's a real reason not to use it, he's Maksa Das. But just because the person decides not to use it, but that's not true. The idea of the person arbitrarily, in a certain sense, being Maksa and saying, that doesn't exist, according to Shimon. Because the person always has in his mind that he wants to use it if he could. Now the Braisa said, "I will kais b'kar b'shashis loyizim min b'kamim." Ma'ishtahani, why are these different? According to Rishimim, it doesn't hold a muksa. it's Rav Shimon talking. According to Rav Shimon, doesn't hold a muksa, so why would these cases be awesome? So Ma'ula, says it's a question. And therefore, sefer awesome than Rabbi Yehuda. That last line is Rabbi Yehuda talking. So Masla Marzutra. Zutra says back to Ula, Ihachi, what is the word Avo? The language of the Bryce is Avo Kaisa Karvashash Lysim Kaimim. So it means this I agree to, but this not. According to Behuda, he doesn't agree to either. He holds the case of the Lanier also. It's a problem. So what's the word Avo? Ella Amr Marzutra, Loela Rav Shimon. Kikashar Rav Shimon ben Ner Zuta the Daita Eluye Avahani the Nefishi Loi. These were normally there was enough oil there that they would last the whole Shabbos. So normally they would last the whole Shabbos. Rav Shimon says, the man is practical. He says, listen, if I really don't believe I'm ever going to get a chance to use it. So he's Maksad. There he's Maksad. So it's called Zmanis Lid, he can't use it. And if Rav Shimon agrees, called Zmanis Lid, it is Muksa. He just said, once it goes out, it's not muksa. That's only because the beginning of Shabbos, you're thinking, well, maybe it'll go out, and I'll use it then. So, beginning of Shabbos, you're in a certain sense, not being maksadas. But over here, where the person really believes he's not going to see it again for the rest of Shabbos. So, he is maksadas. Rav Shimon is murdered in that case. He's with the Mora of Atanya, Mershir Hashem and Shabbaner Shabbakora Osir. Rav Shimon Matir. We have the Braisa, which we quoted right before the Mishnah. It says Ner and Kara together. And says Rav Shimon is Matir, Ner and Kara. And the Kara is one of the cases over here where he says Rav Shimon agrees, because Kara is a larger amount of oil. And here we have even the case of this Braisa is saying, even the case of Kara, which is larger oil, Rav Shimon is Matir. Some more answers. The Torah is a fairly vague term. It means a bowl. There are larger bowls and there are smaller bowls. So when you put the word Ka'ara together with the word Ner, it's, you're talking about a different size Ka'ara, then you put the word Ka'ara together with the word Kais. Kais was larger. Mara answers, Hasim Ka'ara Dumi the Ner. Hacha Ka'ara Dumi the Kais. The case where Ka'ara is Dumi the Ner, so it's not such a large Ka'ara, she doesn't expect it to last the whole Shabbos. Since it's not that large, she says, well, maybe it'll go out on Shabbos, and maybe there's something left, I'll use it. So, he's not Maksadas. So, it's Rav Shimon is Matir. Every time the Karvash is Demet Zakais, which would last the whole Shabbos. Is he Rashi? Who's right there? Shalika, Rav Yehuda said, Rav Meir said only a near shaliku. The Alva Gav, the Shekava is Aser. Even though it extinguished already, it's still Aser. The East later, Rav Meir, Muksa, Machmas, Isser. Muksa, due to the fact that there was an Isser there, makes it Muksa, and therefore remains Muksa. Rav Meir holds to that. Well, let's say Muksa, Machmas, Mias. However, Mias, a person, is not Machmas, due to Mias. Chuzin Ner, Delek, Shabbos, Ba'ed, Shehu, Delek, Aser, Shem, Yechab, Ahaner. While it's lit, he cannot be misavik from the oil. Now Rashi says, why can't they misavik in the oil? Because maybe he'll be mechayv the nair. Now, if you remember, we discussed this earlier in Beya, the Gemara says it's a problem of kibui. So what's the issue of kibui? So Tosfos says the issue of kibui is while you're taking out the oil, you're jostling the wick a little bit, and so immediately there's an issue of there's some element of kibui, which is immediate, while you take out the oil there at the moment. That's what we're worried about. And it's a vada, it's a suffix, but that's a concern. The Rush, on the other hand, said over there that once you designate this as the oil, so his basic problem is the case of you put the oil in the bay above it, should it's not there, there's no jostling, so then there should be any problem taking any oil out. The Moraz Masha, that's a problem. So it can't be the problem is you're extinguishing it as you're taking it out, but anything which is designated to be lit as the for this purpose, if you take it away and it'll last for a shorter period of time, that's called kibri in the sense that you caused it to go out earlier. And that's how the Rosh understood. Rashi clearly is weighing in over here like Tosis. That's not what it's not a Shem Yechava. If that's the Cheshmer, it's not a Shem, it's a Vada. You take anything out, we'll make it last for a shorter period of time. I guess not Vada, because maybe it would have went out by itself anyway, but it's not Shem Yechava. According to Tosis, the concern is while you're taking it out, you might extinguish the flame. It would be some element of extinguishing. It's an interesting question. According to the Rosh, I don't know. A person does an act which is will cause us to go out earlier, but that won't happen until after Shabbos. If you're doing the act on Shabbos. So it's keeping one of the melachas, the ikar is the maisa right now. The result doesn't have to be on Shabbos or not. There are some melachas which, you know, Zareya, Rishas says the melacha of Zareya is putting in the ground. That's prefers to the more. If you take it out of the ground before it takes root, you're not over kurtzer. It's not called to root yet. So the melacha of Zareya is planting. You didn't plant yet. But Yechai, even though a person put seeds in the ground on Shabbos, doesn't take root until 3 days later. He's Chai. The results aren't there. If you take it, it's not a problem. That the melacha is the maisa, not the result is secondary. According to the Rosh, if you say that this is called kibui, because you're making this last for a shorter period of time, does it have to be on Shabbos? Bishul, on the other hand, you put it on the walls and it only cooks after Shabbos, you put it. I don't know. Interesting question. I would assume that it's probably on the ones which are mutter, or I don't know if it's mutter, because that probably wouldn't be matter, but it's not the raisa. Ashoshes is kais gadol shel zchuchis karen lempa. It's a large container of glass which held oil, and it's called a lamp. Lishizim femon filakaba haner. Even if they went out, you cannot move them. Come before Shem, the Mor says, why? By these things, would Shimon agree with the Kais Kara and the Shoshers that it's a problem? Well, so Shimon says, Min Nir HaKavah, you can take Min Nir HaKavah, the Kiva the Kavah, Vahalach, Lamechai, Sumishu Mechavah. Now Rashi sounds like the ner v'hakava means the ner which is going out, not the ner which went out already. As it's going out, you're not really doing anything by taking out some oil, it's going out anyway. As opposed to a ner which is mechuba already went out, he's only not after went out. So that's a big finish, okay. Kav in l'kava, right? Karnz Rav Shimon is only if it went out. The l'shimin l'ad Rav Shimon, the shorva mestisin, the remaining oil, which means it's already went out. But while it's going out, Mr. Morris says, we have a problem with this curse current of Shoshers. Mr. Morris says, it's a Yehuda talking. What does the word avil mean? My avil. That's not true according to Yehuda. Mr. Morris says, there's a difference between a large one and a small one. Hashem is only matter by near zuta the daiti li abu behani defishi loy. Did I skip a line with the Gemara? Did I read that line? Zuta the daiti li, he's thinking about it, b'vajayim, while Shabbos, before Shabbos. Sorry, shiichu Hashem in maher, the oil will end fairly quickly. V'shamish b'nir l'chishi yichav, I'll use whatever's left over once it goes out. Abu Hani, they normally last the whole Shabbos. He doesn't even think about the possibility. It doesn't even entertain the possibility that it's available. By the brushes of Shimon Matir, Makara Nefisha Kara is large. Kasha Kara Kara. Marantz's Ketum in the Nair, Tani La Zutra. It's a smaller bowl, more similar to the case of a Nair. Okay. Amr Bezer. Hamayt Shalika by Bashavas. Hamayt is a candlestick. It doesn't become mius. It's made out of metal, so it doesn't become mius. So you lit it from before Shabbos, it's lit. The Dibri HaMatzer is Aser. Kind of one, HaMatzer was Matzer before in the Mishnah by Ner Yashin, and like the Bryce said, it's Remeir. It was Matzer by Ner Yashin. He doesn't hold Muksamachos Mias, but he does agree that when you lit on Shabbos, it's Aser. The Zibri HaMatr is Aser. The Zibri HaOiser is Mutter. But according to one that said it's a problem, which is Rabbi Yehuda said, near Yashar is a problem because of Mias. So Rebzeir is saying that he only holds a problem of Mias. So every Nair, once it's been lit, it's Mias. So therefore, he doesn't have to hold a Muksamach was Isser. It's always a problem because of Muksamach was Mias. But by metal, there's no problem with Muksamach was Mias. The only problem is Muksamach was Isser. He doesn't hold of that. The memory, do you mean to say that you, Rebzeir, are saying that the Yehuda, Muksamach was Mias Isle, Muksamach was Isser less late? That's what you're saying. He doesn't hold the Muksa Machma Sister. So in the case of the metal candlestick, which they would put oil on top, whatever it is, but there's no problem with Mias because it doesn't absorb, so there's no problem because of the fact that it's been lit. That's not true. But Tanya Rehuda, I'm recalling Nevis Shematachas Metalzalin, Chutzvina Neir Shalika by Shabbos. You're allowed to move, and Neir Matachas, which has not been lit, so Klish will not deliver. It's not Mechamachas Mias, it's not Mechamachas Isser, it's Klish will not deliver. So you're allowed to move it if necessary. So I need to move my candlesticks in my brain, and the person has their Chanuk cabinet, and they have their candlesticks there. They're in the way of getting something which is behind it. You're allowed to move that. Because that's called Tzarek Mekoma. But the one which is the lid on Shabbos, Shema Techis is a problem, but Muktamach was Isser. Eli Yitmer Hachidmer. If you would like to say it, this is how you should say it. Am Rezer Pomet Shalikib Allah B'Shabbos, Dibra Kol is Osser, Lord Likulav, Dibra Kol is Mutter. That's the contrast that he's saying. Over here, if it's lit, so both Remeir and Behuda will say it's a problem of Muksamach and Sister. If it's not been lit, both of them will say it's not a problem of Mias, because it's not Mias. Rashi. Pomet, Menorah Shal Matechis, Venomus. So it's made out of metal, it's not Mias. Libriya Matar Mayor Hamatar Minar Yashan, he says Nir Yashan is not a problem, there's Muksamach Mias he doesn't hold of. But Machmas Isser he does hold of. So Usr by Muksu the Machmas Isser. Over here there's an Isser Kitani Leel Khutsuna Nir Shalik by Bashabas. Or Mayor agrees if it's in lit on Shabbos. Lit from before Shabbos, but it's lit right, beginning of Shabbos it was lit. It's a problem. So we also have the same problem. The Dibri Oyser of Yehuda, the Oyser of Ner Yashin Shalcheres. Yehuda never said what he holds regarding Yisri. He only said what he holds regarding Mias. He says Ner Yashin is a problem. The most of the Halacha Shor over here is Mutter. But last lay Muksamach was Yisri. Muksu to the Yisri, he doesn't hold it. So Mor says no. Rebbeisa brought and said Ner Shematechas. It's made of a metal, type of metal which is not absorbed. Except if it's not Mias. Show what Rashi is adding over here. So the more said, it comes out that If it's illegal on Shabbos, everybody holds it's Aser, because it's Muksa Nachmas Iser, both of Yehuda and her mayor, not Rav Shimon necessarily. And if it's not illegal on Shabbos, so everybody agrees it's Mutter, there's not no problem of Mias, which we had by Nershal Cheres, your problem that's Mias, over here you don't have the problem that it's Mias. The only issue you have is if you lit it. I'm not going to go right there. That's really like a new sugya a little bit. So it'd be at least a decent stopping point. Just tell you over here. Tosfos asks, Rebbe says, according to the mayor, the Dibur Matar is Osir because it's lit. I mean, the mayor said that behead. It's not a Kiddush on that point. What exactly is a Kiddush? Dibur Osir, like, you're saying you have somebody asked something. We found a way over here why you should agree. That is a problem. The Dibur Matar is Osir. Yeah, because you lit it, because the mayor himself said, if you lit it, it's a problem. Like, what's the chiddush in that? So as it says, you would think that possibly the mayor only meant to say it's a problem in conjunction with the fact that it's miyus. And you lit it, there you have a muksa. So even after it goes out, it remains muksa. But in a case where it's matechas, where you don't have the miyus, you only have the problem of the fact that it's lit, maybe the mayor would say that case is a mutter. That's where the mayor says, no, even according to the mayor, this case is going to be us. Okay.